The new Congressional House of Representatives announced last week that it would be advancing legislation to dramatically improve the nation's democracy. The proposal, known as H.R. 1, would constitute a massive overhaul of how elections are run in America. There are a few important ways that H.R. 1 improves American democracy. H.R. 1 would improve voter registration by automatically registering citizens to vote anytime they interact with a government agency. Currently, 15 states have programs that track the federal proposal. Experts predict that if H.R. 1 becomes law, an additional 50 million new voters will be added to the American rolls. In addition, the bill would allow same-day registration, which allows eligible voters to register at the polls on Election Day. Again, the congressional plan is based on successful programs at the state level offered in 16 states. H.R. 1 would also strengthen anti-discrimination powers in how voting is conducted. The bill would restore power to the 1965 Voting Rights Act by reversing a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that gutted public oversight of the way elections are run in parts of the nation that have had a history of voting discrimination. The bill would also ensure that all voters have at least 2 weeks of early voting before Election Day, including evening and weekend hours. H.R. 1 also attacks problems in the nation's campaign financing system. It would establish a voluntary, small donor matching system of public financing for congressional races and strengthen the existing program for presidential elections. The bill would reform the way in which legislative districts are redrawn during the redistricting process by mandating that states draw congressional lines using independent redistricting commissions and establishes that they use fair redistricting criteria. Of course, the legislation still needs approval by the full House and then the U.S. Senate, as well as sign-off from the president. However, the proposal sends a strong signal that improving elections, establishing fair redistricting processes, and reducing the corrupting influence of big money must be at the top of policy debates nationwide. Now, in New York, similar signals have been sent. The governor has said that he will propose campaign financing reforms that include a public financing system and measures to improve voter registration and enhance ethics. Unlike Washington, however, Albany can make these and other important reforms happen. The new state senate, the state assembly, and the governor's office are all now controlled by the same political party. And they all appear to be on the same page, at least rhetorically, in terms of improving New York State's democracy. The key word is rhetorically. Up until now, it's been easy to talk up and even pass reforms in one house of the legislature if you knew it faces certain political death in the other house. Now such games will be more obvious. The argument that partisan differences squelched reform is a lot harder to make when the government is firmly controlled by one political party. Albany's bags of tricks also include adopting reforms that are touted as historic. Yet when details emerge, the legislation is anything but that. Often the historic reforms are merely putting a shine on the status quo. That trick is something the public should watch out for. All that being said, the climate for approval of state measures that are sweeping and significant is unprecedented in New York. The reform legislation advanced in the U.S. House of Representatives sets the bar for how best to judge whatever Albany does. New Yorkers have every right to expect that the governor and the legislature will come together to overhaul the way elections are run so that the state's voter participation rates moves from the nation's caboose to its engine. The public has every right to expect approval of corruption-busting measures in the areas of campaign finance, government contracting, and ethics. And New Yorkers should expect an improved system of redistricting that places the ultimate power to draw new legislative lines in the hands of an independent commission armed with fair criteria. The national census starts soon, and the state needs to invest in that effort, too, to ensure a fair count, and redistricting will soon follow after that tally is all done. The list of needed reforms is long, largely due to inaction of the past. But the time to act is now, It's a historic opportunity. And unlike in the past, the political stars in New York finally aligned for real reform. The public must make sure that this generation of state political leadership doesn't duck or squander this opportunity.